B-Pod Studios.
This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I think that's sort of low class.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hi, everybody. Welcome in. Good morning.
Hi, Beetle.
Hi. Zolak and Bertrand from our Town Fair Tire Studios. Talking sports in the midday. Or cookies, if the mood strikes.
What would you bring? Would you bring in?
I brought the promised cookies today. We'll get to that later.
We'll get to that later.
I might be getting to it a little earlier than later.
You do whatever you like.
Thank you.
How's everybody doing?
Doing
really
good.
Really good.
How'd you like the Red Sox game last night?
I don't like watching 4-hour-plus baseball games, but for whatever reason, I sat there and I watched that. Because I was waiting.
It's kind of your job. That would be one reason.
No, I understand. Obviously, yes. But, like, okay, you're gonna watch a game at Toronto. Well, obviously, yeah, they're in your division and they're a good team. But once it gets past, like, 11 o'clock, you're like, all right, you know, let's go here. But the way that thing started to unravel a little bit, you're like, you're watching for the train wreck because you want to say it so bad. You're like, I just want to scream it from the rooftops.
Okay, so you were rooting against the Red Sox.
No, I'm not rooting against them. I'm like, if you're Tanner Houck, like, what are you doing? Are you sending them gift baskets? Like, saving their ass? But, like, is he getting too much blame for all this?
No.
See, he's not a $30 million player.
They
heard
Felger
Mass talking about this, like he's 716,000. Like,
so what? Okay. He's young. That's how baseball money works.
I get it.
He's a guy with the most saves on the team.
But you can't.
By definition, they're closer.
You can't turn on the news. You can't turn on early edition. You can't turn on late edition. Felger and Hollyship without this guy's name being talked about.
Yeah, because they lost an important game, and so they went from potentially winning 2 of 3 to barely hanging on for last night, which they desperately needed. That was a massive game last night. The swing of at least getting a win there versus losing the entire series is pretty big.
It's huge. You go to Chicago, you know, 4-2 on this road trip instead of, you know, sitting there at 300 and get a little pep in your step as you go there. I mean, you couldn't stop talking about, like, the getaway day. He's ready for it. All the steakhouses he's going to go to.
Who? What?
Duke. And they were talking about the Chicago trip.
Oh, so I didn't know what
you
were talking about.
Can't wait for the day off.
Like,
and, we're going to go eat and work out. And then, boom, there's double goes down the right line. And I'm like, oh, this is getting interesting. Yeah. That's a good win for him.
Yeah, I was curious as to how long they were going to leave Strom out there last night.
You're like 35, 36,
It's the most pitches he's ever thrown in his life.
Yeah.
So I think last night's win is actually a pretty big win. It wasn't pretty. That's for sure. And it nearly resulted in another base hit. Game is over and they lose again.
They're sort of...
Zoe and the Beatles.
Listen, it's already hard enough on June 30th to fill the 4 hours. We don't need those quick triggers.
Yeah!
All right? We don't need that. We don't need that jolt.
You can't do that, Skaz, to me, man.
Skaz, who you got with you back there today? I don't see anybody.
It's just me and Cam.
I don't even see him. Oh, I see him now.
I heard he works at Twin River today.
Who does?
Cam.
He works there?
Yeah. Works at the casino. We got a kid who works at the casino. Hardworking kid. Should go down there with him, Hardy.
Where's he work?
Twin River.
Doing what?
What do you do at Twin River?
He's a barback.
Oh, schleps ice.
Cam?
Yeah. Sneaky. Sneaky good gig.
You know what? Every day that kid's stock goes up a little
bit.
That, you know what? You want to know why? That's a real job. That's right.
That's
Cam.
Breaking your
That's real work, isn't it? Bar backing.
Union job.
Yeah.
You probably walk in with your like shirt unbuttoned, three buttons. Like.
It's less real work than I thought it was a minute ago. When I bar back, there wasn't any union for it. But that's real work.
You probably
man.
Move real slow, don't you? He's on the clock.
No, he's just getting paid more than I'm sure I ever did for doing anything bartending wise. But still, that's, you know, you work behind the bar. That's real work.
Yeah. That's a lot of travel, man. God bless you.
All right. Well, now that we've established all of that,
so yes, sneaky big win for that team last night.
Sneaky big win, but
to be swept out of Toronto would have been awful, and because you would have been able to point to the same reason pretty much game after game after game, and it's not just Tanner Houck. It's the failing of putting together a suitable bullpen for this team, because you should be able to be down a guy for a couple few games and get by, and they have been able to get by. So you put it both on him, and you put it on the club for not having a better bullpen.
Yeah, Heim Bloom.
Yes.
And you know what? I think it's still revealed that last night, the bullpen, with or without Houck, which is what I think you're saying here, Artie, it still stinks. It's still a problem.
Right.
It's still something that needs to be addressed. John Tomasi wrote today that fresh off one of their most demoralizing losses of the season, the Red Sox reminded us what they're made of with an absolutely gotta-have-it victory in Toronto on Wednesday night that offered a compelling reminder of their resilience.
Yeah. Played a little small ball in between, too, and they just scrapped their way to it. Brazzers, not good. Breezer. You're texting last
night. He sucks.
Oh, my God.
He's a disaster. He's always a disaster.
I thought he was going to blow it. I thought he was going to blow the whole thing when he
Brazier
was
and Robles, the two of them.
Well, they have no choice.
I've got no use for either one.
Yeah.
I would love to see both of them fully replaced at the deadline.
Every time Brazzers looks in, and were they using pitch comm last night? I couldn't tell. It looked like he was looking in for signs, but he's got that Allen in the Hangover look on his face when he's trying to figure something out. I'm like, dude, you're not going to figure it out.
when he went in the bathroom and saw the tiger?
Yeah, he's got it.
He's not ready to let the dogs out. It's not good. It's not good.
It's not good.
But what are you left with right now? Like Beetle said, you got to replace them both.
Did you happen to see that Alex Cora, I think, apologized, I think is the right word, for having lost his cool a little bit the night before?
Oh.
With his one-word answers to the media? And I don't think anyone thought that he was lashing out at the media.
I thought he was lashing out at Tanner Houck.
Yeah, and his team. And I think Alex Cora is a pretty good guy, it seems, in terms of dealing with media stuff.
Yeah.
So he apologized. I don't think he needed to apologize to anybody, but he did. And then did say yesterday that he thinks that when the team goes back there in September, the status of those players will be different.
I think it's been addressed. Right. I mean, how do you do this if...
Here's what he said. He said, we still talk. We'll see. I do believe when we come to September, it's going to be different.
Pretty much says it.
And so he was asked if he meant that he was talking about the law in Canada, right? Did he have some inside info that...
I wouldn't bank on that.
That Canada, and he said, no, I don't get into politics. No. I barely know the Puerto Rican ones. I do believe for September it's going to change from our end. Let's leave it at that. I bet you a dollar it's going to change. So it sounds like those guys sitting at home after what was an incredible month of June were watching the meltdown of two nights ago and said, I've got to get vaccinated. There's no way I can leave my guys. I can't leave this team hanging again.
You can't do it to the veterans.
I can't believe that I'm not there. So he sounded pretty confident in that things are going to change.
Yeah, I mean, like, if you got guys like J.D. Martinez, who was dead set against getting it, that ends up getting it, that, you know, the story is Xander Bogaerts reached out to Trevor Story, right, prior to him signing to encourage him to get it. What are you laughing at?
A great tweet.
What?
It's from Wayno, who says, me and my buddies call it the confused dog. When Ranger is tilting his head looking for a sign.
Oh.
You know when your dog tilts its head, like, huh? The confused dog, Ryan Frazier. Sorry.
No, but like if you're big time veterans who were not in favor of getting it, got it. Guys like JD Martinez, and you have Bogarts having to, you know, talk Trevor Story and hey, we want you here. We want you here long term. It's a good place to play, but we need you. And he ends up getting it. If those guys are getting it, how do these guys not get it? You know, but then you got Chris Sale. Is Chris Sale going to change? I don't think he's going to change. He's already got his money. And that dude is always set in his ways. Like, I don't think he's the one that's going to change. If anybody's going to change, it's the other two guys. It's the two young guys. You know, I mean, you got a chance to establish your careers here. You know, I mean, he was an everyday player and a pitcher. I mean, you're young. You're not making the type of bank these other guys are. So you got to do what you can to get out there and play. Like, that's your job. You know, there's a lot of workplaces that require you to have that, or else you can't come to work. Like, you got to do it. They got to do it.
I really do feel like they averted disaster last night with a win.
Because that's your ass swept.
If they were to lose, and if they had lost at the end of the game after scoring three runs in extra innings, if they had lost that game, that's a type of loss that can unravel you. You know how sort of difficult it was to lose the way they lost the night before, and then to come out of there with a win last night. It's just, I can't underrate this enough.
A loss like that, as you get closer to the All-Star break, like a demoralizing loss like that, yeah.
But it would be back-to-back nights.
I agree. You could unravel after that.
And it's not like you were down three runs like in the third inning. Like you were up. You were up three runs in the eighth. Like, to blow a game that late, those are the ones that kick you in the ass. You know, it's like, okay, we got our ass kicked. Maybe we're down three runs in the fourth inning.
Because it gives you the sense of no matter what we do, it's just all going to come apart at the end. So what are we doing?
Yeah.
All right, well, now it's
for them. It didn't happen.
It's on to Chicago against the Cubs starting tomorrow afternoon, game one. So an off day today for the Red Sox. Reaction of the Red Sox, we'll get to that. You want to talk about that broadcast last night?
I want to like just replay that whole freaking eighth inning when it started unraveling. They're talking about steakhouses, and man, Uke's gonna get some energy.
Oh,
I like Uke.
Oh, is that right?
I mean, but
that's not my issue with Uke. I have an issue with Uke.
Okay,
oh, you do
on the broadcast.
Oh, okay,
yeah, right. Yours is an energy issue.
Dave O'Brien's
gonna call him low
it.
Energy. That seems like a big blow there.
That's a good one. It's gonna be a good flight to Chicago now. Happy flight.
All right.
A little more.
We'll pick this up on the other side.
Just a little bit.
Your calls on just about anything. That's the point of the year we're in here, Zoe. And listen, we're going to admit that. We're okay admitting that.
Yeah. Yeah, Skaz pushing buttons back here. You know what the hell's going on.
I'm not going to push any faux outrage on you on topics that we just don't care all that much about collectively as a town. We're not going to do that. Not going to do it. Oh.
I got a lot of positive reinforced texts last night from people. Friends of mine on my...
I've just watched a lot of passionate sports debates on the TV and such in recent days that I'm like, guys, you care so much more about this than anyone who's watching.
I
just feel like it's that time of year where you're forcing it, and we don't force it. That's not what we do here.
Yeah.
We'll sit there and talk chocolate chip cookies for 2 hours if we have to.
That wasn't chocolate chip.
You know I'm. It was. You know what I'm doing.
Much
you know what I'm
cookies.
Saying, Hardy.
It was all cookies. It was a much better conversation than
you're
letting on.
We'll talk sharks. We'll talk.
David Andrews texted me at 8 o'clock this morning regarding the sharks.
Yeah, what's he got on that? Save it. Save it.
All right. Yeah.
All right. Don't go anywhere. 617-779-0985. We're back right after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Zoe and Beetle, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
They bring you insight like no one else can.
Who cares? It was a bad take. I've got a million of them.
Zoe, that's a twerk.
And Bertrand.
We can make a laundry list of horrible takes.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Can I just double check something with you two? What? I know Zoe is because he's mentioned it 9 times.
What is it?
You are working tomorrow, right, Zoe?
Yep.
I got a sneaking suspicion when I was driving in today, like Beetle may not be here tomorrow and he wasn't saying anything about it. Are you going to be here tomorrow?
Yes, sir.
I'm here tomorrow.
Okay. Why you look away when you say that?
We're full
look
time. No,
are you
going to
be here tomorrow?
We're full
Robert,
throttle.
I will be here tomorrow.
Okay.
Why did you think I wasn't going to be here tomorrow?
Because you hadn't mentioned it about something. And Zoe has mentioned it
working
since
all
Monday.
Week.
You talked about it yesterday.
All right.
Yeah, we're all off next week.
We're getting weird tomorrow.
All right.
I like this summary from Brian. Quote, David Andrews texted me about sharks this morning. And then me. What'd he say? Wait, save it, save it. Best time to listen to At Zoe and Bertrand during the doldrums of summer.
No kidding.
All right, save it, save it, save it. Okay. That broadcast last night. Your issue with Kevin Youkilis is what?
I know it's a baseball broadcast. Okay, I do a football broadcast. And it's the energy is different. There are times it just feels like Yuke's there to just be there.
He's got low energy, you're saying.
Well, I don't know. He's played. He knows what the hell he's talking about. He's really good at analyzing the game. But it's not Remy. It's not Eck. And he's not going to be them. And that's not fair to say, hey, you got to be those guys. Eck just gives a little zing to the broadcast. That's all.
Yeah, Eck is amazing at it.
Yuke doesn't have that personality.
Okay. I would say.
And it's not good when Dave O'Brien is as dry as he is.
I'm willing to cut anybody who's in their first year of doing games.
Of course.
Plenty of slack when it comes to, are they talking too little? Are they talking too much? Are they talking at the right times? All that stuff. Do you know what I just don't have much of a tolerance for?
What?
And
meth.
Crank.
Decaf coffee.
Do one line and I'm like crazy. I can't. No tolerance.
The homerism. That I don't really like.
Which part? Like last night?
Multiple times last night where I felt like.
I understand.
When the opponent hits a home run and you want to give credit to Jackie Bradley Jr. for not making a catch.
I'm glad you.
And you want to talk about his effort getting to the wall. Now, listen, we all know that Jackie Bradley Jr. is probably one of the best outfield defenders you may have seen in your lifetime. Okay? He's that good. He's great. No one is ever going to, unless you're Adam Jones, because Adam Jones did try to fight me on this once, and I'm not sure why. But everybody universally accepts that Jackie Bradley Jr. is a terrific outfielder, right?
Yeah.
We all agree on that?
Absolutely.
So when George Springer hits a home run in the fifth inning last night, and Jackie Bradley Jr. goes back to the wall, Jackie Bradley Jr. makes a great effort. He goes up the wall. He's trying to reach over. I think he had no shot of catching the ball. He didn't miss it. He wasn't off. He didn't misgauge it. It was a home run. And they, instead of talking about in the fifth inning how the Blue Jays had just taken the lead, they're talking about Jackie Bradley Jr. making a great effort to get to the wall. What are we doing? Can we talk about the pitch? Can we talk about the pitch location? What George Springer did to hit that home run? What the impact on the game is here? Like, what are we doing? But no, we had to give all this love to Jackie Bradley Jr., which I found useless. Useless commentary.
Not even just defensively, Beetle. When he was up at the plate on his 0-for-24 plate appearance, and Yuke said something to the effect of, it'd be a good time for him to snap out of it now. And then when he was 0-for-25, like it was almost identical commentary. Well, now it'd be a good time for him. How about commenting on him being a second and a half late on the swing when he fans on a fastball? It's like he's nowhere close to hitting the ball right now. I mean, he did have a deep fly out on, I think, the one on his maybe the 0-for-25 appearance. So at least he made contact. But holy crap.
Tyler can't pump his tires.
No crap it'd be a good time for him to snap out of it with men on base right now with a tie game in the ninth. How about something a little more incisive?
Yeah.
Something a little more, dare I say, critical of a guy who can't hit the baseball right now.
Yep. After the dust up in the third when Kirk got hit by the pitch.
Yeah.
Right? I will give credit there. Yuke came in clutch there explaining why that wasn't on purpose and why it was ridiculous that anyone would think it was on purpose. And now when a catcher is is go, you know, standing up. That's not when. That's not how you're going to hit a guy if you're doing it on purpose, right?
Yeah,
he was very good. That was good. That was good player insight. And then I was like, okay, all right. And then you know what happens after that? The next batter walked. It was Gurriel. He walks on a pitch that I think was touching the white line of the other batter's box. And Uke starts complaining about how it wasn't a strike. And I couldn't believe that he was complaining about it. I went and screen grabbed the pitch. I was like, is this guy out of his mind?
Did you tweet that out or no?
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
Where it was touching the other batter's box and he walks. And Uke's like, oh! And for some reason, Nesson, I don't know if it's because they're on the road. I don't know if it's because they can't get it over the Canadian border. Where's the Amica pitch zone? Where's the strike zone? Now, I know they haven't been running it in the middle of live action, but they've had it on replay. They don't even have it on replay last night. And I'm like, where's the box? Nesson, where did your box go? Did the box not get vaccinated?
That seems,
could it not make the trip?
That seems like something easy you could, like,
I'm like, where is that?
Yeah.
Where's your box?
Easy graphic, right?
Where is it? The pitch was way outside. It wasn't close. And then later, there are pitches going the other way where it's like, oh, yeah, no, great, laying off that one. Oh, that's a ball. Like, all of a sudden, pitches that were clearly strikes to Red Sox batters, I'm like, I have no use for this. I have no use for sitting there complaining about the strike zone. Whining on the broadcast about the strike zone.
So
on a broadcast where they wouldn't show you the box.
So the location
wouldn't put up the strike zone.
So the location for the broadcast can change. And I think each guy that has played the game and does color may watch it differently. Like he may not stare at a monitor. There are times where I'll stare at a monitor if we have an awful location.
Yeah.
Because I'll look at the live feed. Yeah, because I don't want to screw it up. And there's other times where I won't look at it at all.
Oh, he's such a homer.
Yeah.
And you don't need to be. You don't need to be a homer on the Red Sox broadcast. You don't. Jerry Remy was not a homer. Of course he rooted and liked the Red Sox and wanted them to win. We all knew that. Was he ever a homer?
No.
Never. That was not his deal.
Norak, and I think that's part of...
That's not a homer.
That's part of... It's. I said it like...
You know Maz isn't a homer, even though he's gone soft on us when he's on the broadcast.
Maz has got it to the line a little bit.
He puts out his broadcaster personality when he goes on there. They're very down the middle when he does that.
Oh, he sucks, my God.
I want that one. I want talk show Maz on the broadcast.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, he wouldn't get on a plane.
Oh, I know. That's what sucks about
that's
it.
That's the problem.
Team broadcaster. Yeah. What a terrible spot to be put in at times.
Yeah. Yes. Yep. Yep.
I mean, you go nuts when the team does well, but you rip the crap out of them too. I don't know if people realize that.
Yeah.
You know, I think
I'm just a homer.
I think you get away with more because people like you so much. Don't you agree with that, Hardy?
Yes.
Zoe gets away with ripping people to shreds sometimes, and it's like, forget it. Nah, it's Zoe. We love Zoe.
Yeah. Kid gets smoked and be like, he's nowhere to be found. He's like on the side of a milk carton.
He crushes offensive linemen.
It depends.
You crush them. It's, you know what? As a quarterback,
it gets back to him, too.
He's got a thing about linemen.
It gets back to him.
Every once in a while.
It's always the linemen fault with the quarterbacks.
I'm not going to say who, but I just shared a story not long ago about someone that Zoe, not even like a critical, but a good-natured ribbing to, and it did not go well.
Really?
And it came back on you from somebody who I was very surprised that they did not take kindly to.
A player or who?
A player.
We talked about it?
Oh, you told us about it. And it was not on the air.
Oh, the Vollmer one?
No, it was...
Oh,
it was
that one. Everyone knows that one. Vollmer was pissed.
It was at an event where you gave a good-natured ribbing to someone, and he did not appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, which shocked the hell out of me.
Yeah.
Because they hear everything, man.
They hear everything.
Charlie McAvoy, not a Zoe fan.
Such a watch. I mean, the damn time zone switches.
That didn't go over so well.
I mean, if you can't get your balls broken on that, then like you.
Yeah,
the ones the listeners
know about, McAvoy, Vollmer, any others that we've talked about?
No, that's it. I'll leave the rest of them out there. There's been a couple.
All right. Well, we know Uke hates sports radio, so I'm sure he'd have plenty to say about us, too.
Oh, me
it's
too.
It's fine.
It's the worst.
Yeah, we were at the Super Bowl once. And
yeah,
Felger tried to say hello to Uke. That didn't go so well.
Same with me. I peed with him in Kansas City.
Oh.
Yeah?
We were at this.
How'd that go?
AFC title game. The cold one.
What'd he say?
What's up? How you doing? I've said a couple things about him here.
Yeah?
Right?
Yeah?
Yeah, but we shook hands. It was fine.
Because you're Zoe.
Yeah.
Everyone loves Zoe.
After you washed, you shook hands?
I'm with Fred. You know what? I'm with Fred on that.
What?
Fred has talked about it. Like,
here we go.
Everybody's like, oh my God, you got to hurry up and you got to wash your hands. He goes, that's the cleanest part on your body. It really is. When you think about it, like, you know,
Maybe you're not using it right.
Like, your hands are dirty when you
Have you ever washed your hands prior to going in there?
I have when I've eaten, yeah. I get crap all over my hands.
Oh, yeah. Like if I'm like out in the yard working on something and it's like, I've been drinking a bunch of water. I got to go in and take a leak. And then, you wash before you go. Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. All right. 617-779-0985.
We can do an hour on that today.
Let's get to your calls after the headlines with Hardy right now.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Sports to just anyone.
That's right, man.
Adam Jones. Yeah. Nights on the Sports Hub.
Zolak. I digress. That tastes different in Florida.
Bertrand.
I got no brought a chili.
Zolak and Bertrand. 98.5 Sports Hub.
I know what we need.
What is it? What do we need?
We need some of our regular callers today.
Well, I'd like to get a full review from Paulie in the truck of the show last night at Tanglewood.
Huh.
I am waiting for that today.
We need him?
We did have someone that we know who was at that show, and I asked him to please keep an eye out for Paulie, and I don't think he found him.
I think we need Jim in Connecticut today.
Hey!
Well, Deb and Danvers would be nice. You haven't heard from Derek in a while. What else am I missing, Hardy? Who's the guy in Boston? Is it Jim in Boston, too?
Who's our Carolina guy?
Oh, that's a hammock guy. Scott?
I don't know.
It'd be nice.
I'll figure it out.
You want to check in with everybody, though, before we go away.
Because we want to make sure everybody's good.
Okay.
We're not gonna talk.
When do you start
while?
Wishing people a happy Fourth? I heard someone wish someone a happy Fourth yesterday.
I said,
that's a little early, don't you think?
I hate that.
I didn't say that. I just thought that in my mind.
Capella's already starting that crap.
Have a happy Fourth. Like what?
So patriotic.
Come on. You gotta wait until at least the weekend for that.
Yeah.
Let's get to your calls. Jake in Boston. It says here on the Bruins head coaching situation.
Hi, Jake. First of all, Good morning,
happy
boys,
fourth.
And happy 4th of July. First of all, before I get into that, all of the Zoe and Bertrand fans on the Barstool Reddit, which is your second biggest social audience outside of Twitter, want me to chime in on the, quote, long drawn-off send-off from Vegas 3 Kennedy Stidham, which was, because I'm classy, I don't need to comment on someone who's going to be the family breadwinner come September anyways. I will say, there was a cringe anniversary poem from Steve Sandman Belichick last night for their anniversary.
Admitted
Bill used to... Yeah, I wrote a poem.
Where did he post it? Did he put it in the caption or a picture of it?
Jen's Instagram has the entire poem, which is lazy because it's just, you know, hey, let's make the words rhyme and call it a poem. But he did admit to running up the score. That was part of the verbiage in there. Anyways, Bruins scoop for you.
All right. What do we got?
For the record, texted it to you guys yesterday.
I saw that.
When you guys come back, as of right now, Jim Montgomery has been offered the Bruins job. He hasn't taken it yet. He was offered the job, and that came out of relatively nowhere. I got a text from a source who's like one of the four people who know what actually went down in Dallas with that guy, which is why I instantaneously believed it. But he said it's 90% done deal. Winnipeg is the other team that's in the running for his services. So there's a little bit of a bidding war. But he's the number one guy, not David Quinn, not Jay Leach. So that's surprising.
Another college guy, right? Isn't his background, it's all college before he went to Dallas.
It gets back to something I was saying a while ago. His assistant was Rick Bonus. So if you look at where the appeal could be, it could be Bonus got along with the veterans, and he got along and helped develop the younger guys in Dallas. So that could be something that could work here if he's the guy. Now, the Bruins could still Bruin this up, not pay as much as Winnipeg, and then be stuck with Quinn as their backup. His contract ends tomorrow, and knowing the Bruins, this is a 4th of July dump. This is a 4th of July news dump because no one's working next week to criticize
it.
None of the Bruins reporters will sit here and dig into what happened in Dallas next week either, because they'll be off.
That's interesting. That's a good one. The Bruins have buried things on 4th of July before, notably the trade of Tyler Seguin.
Yeah.
Going back a few years.
Yeah, I heard Felger last night talking about this on...
Montgomery, by the way, was fired for unprofessional conduct in Dallas.
Yeah, so Felger brought up a good point on Felger and Holly last night. He goes, okay, what's the... you're interviewing these guys, regardless of who gets the job. What are you telling them? What's your expectations as a coach?
What's the bar?
He's walking in this sort of tough situation. You got some aging veterans. You got some young guys. You got Pasternak sort of hanging out there. What's your expectations? That second round? Is it be better than Butchie? Or is it just, you know, get a home gate? Get us one round, at least. It's a good point. What's the criteria? What are your goals? What are your goals as like they like to call themselves, the group? They're a team. You're not a group. He's right.
When Montgomery spoke for the first time following the firing, it was in May of 2020, told Pierre LeBrun that he had been battling alcoholism and said the team was justified in his decision to remove him, said that firing was deserved. I wasn't doing the right things. He said, I felt like I was being a hypocrite. I was asking my players to do the right thing, and yet I wasn't. I think it's important to know that as I did before, I went through all of this undertaking of understanding science and what alcohol does to you. So there's something to do with that.
Yeah, but I mean, like...
That's what he's saying publicly. You know that the full public story is never the real story, but...
Of course not.
Yeah.
I mean, but say he does get the gig. Are people going to hold that against him?
No. Not if Gaz is, you know, things in line again.
Correct yourself, right.
I don't know. I don't know what he was doing.
Mitch, you said
he wasn't doing the right things.
Yeah.
Let's go to Casey in New Hampshire. Hi, Casey.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Welcome.
What's up? I just want to talk about the Live Tour for a second. You know how all these families are, you know, going to protest the Oregon tournament because of the Saudi Arabia influenced money.
I had not heard about any protests, but okay.
Okay, yep, sure.
Okay, yeah, I know. In general, just a lot of people are kind of mad about the Saudi Arabia. But, like, you know the gas that goes in your car? The United States imports.
Okay, Casey. All right, I don't care. Let's get back to your calls coming up next. That's on the way here on Zolak and Bertrand. Wow. Stick around. Goodbye. I'm not doing that today.
What's a gas price? What's the price of gas?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Getting to the bottom of the story in the middle of the day.
Former chapter head of the Turkey Association.
Hello, Walter.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I
think I need more cowbell. This is a cowbell song, right?
Yeah, this is it. Blue Oyster Cult.
And go down to Carolinas.
Bruce Dickinson.
Let's go down to the Carolinas.
Is he on?
Ike's on. Ike's on.
Oh, Chris in the hammock. There you are. Hi, Chris.
Hey, fellas. Who are you?
What's good up?
I heard my name. I had to call.
Yeah. Damn right.
Thank you. Signal was sent.
Damn right.
Anyway, I just want to talk about Jackie Bradley real quick. Can we fire Jackie Bradley and whatever algorithm brought him back here into the sun, please? Like, they're not even trying to pitch to him. The pitcher doesn't even take a signal. He just throws a straight 95-mile-an-hour fastball down the middle every single time. Jackie Bradley swings and misses. On to the next batter.
Do you know how much he's making? Do you know how much he's making?
Oh, he's got a healthy paycheck.
$12 million for that guy.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable, guys. Anyway, just wanted to call, check in. Enjoy your time all.
Thanks. Okay. All right, buddy. Happy 4th.
Thank you, Chris. Chris in the hammock. Checking in.
I say it all the time now.
Now you're onto it?
I hate that. I hate the happy 4th. What's the other? Hardy, what's the other holiday? It just people wear it out.
So in the last week, Jackie Bradley's...
No,
we're going to leave. Let him think about it. Let him think. Jackie Bradley in the last 7 days is, let's see, 0-17. He's batting zero. He's got a zero batting average.
0.0.
Zero.
Nope.
He has, I know what you're going to tell me, the longer streak,
yeah.
But I'm breaking it down by days.
Okay.
Just because Baseball Reference will do that for you.
Right.
In the last 14 days.
There you go.
He's got 4 hits.
Oh.
He's 4-38.
Oh.
A batting average of 105.
Defense.
In the last 28 days, if you want to spread it out over the last month, 4 weeks, he is 10-463. That's a 159 batting average is what he is.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know we're not allowed to use batting average with the nerds anymore. His batting average on the year is 211. Can't believe it. I can't believe that he sucks again. Oh, really? That's really, really stunning development, isn't it, guys?
Tell me about
that his... Jackie Bradley Jr. can't hit?
Tell me more about his defense. How many years is this we've been doing this?
His entire career.
No, I know. I lost patience after year 9, the developmental stage. Like, if it ain't happening by then, it ain't happening.
Yeah.
And here we are.
Yeah, the 2020 season was a massive, massive aberration in his career when he batted 283. Huge, huge difference from what he's, and that was season.
And that's the overcompensation.
That's the short year.
That's why you're going to get that, the type of comments you get on the broadcast last night. When you got to say something nice about the player. You feel like you have to.
2016, the year the other way he was an all-star, bad, you know? Was the one decent season he's put together in his career. One. He's got one good year.
Oh, people are going to hang on that postseason. What was he?
Been in the league, what, 10 seasons now?
Yeah.
10 years he's been around.
Was it LCS? LCS, he was MVP?
Yeah, 2018. Yeah,
that's...
Yeah.
That's what you get thrown in your face.
He's capable of playing well for a week.
Yep.
I don't know what the defense is of Jackie Bradley Jr. Terrific defender. He can't hit for crap.
We get it. Yeah.
Yeah, we understand.
But that's when you get the overtop commentary the other way, because the other half of it is so bad. It's so poor.
Josh in Haverhill. Hi, Josh.
Hey, fellas.
Hey.
Beatles, though. Hardy. Hey, what's going on? What's up, though? Love you, brother.
Hi. Thank you.
I was going to talk about NBA free agency, and I think the Celtics might slip behind if they don't pick up like a score. Like, to do my best Brennan and Boston impression, they're going to need to upgrade a guy like the 7-8 ninth guy on the roster. Like, they can't stand Pat. I'm not saying trade pieces off, but, you know, you see Harden taking less money to stay with the Sixers probably. And, you know, I think that team's going to get better. And the Bucks have Middleton coming back. What say you guys?
Well, without mentioning Dennis Schroeder, that's not a very good Brandon in Boston impersonation. But yeah. I don't think anyone's going to disagree that they need some help, like 7 through 9, that shooter off the bench. Ime said it himself. You weren't here last Friday, Beetle. But when we spoke with Ime.
Keep it up and I won't be here tomorrow.
I think he's worried about that.
I knew it. No, when
like, what if I called in sick tomorrow?
When we asked Ime, it's like, what type of player would you add? Don't take anybody off the roster. Just fantasy basketball. He's a veteran shooter off the bench. Somebody comes in and like just start making shots. Like, okay, because you don't have that right now. Pritchard looked like a guy at times that might be able to come
he's
in and hit some
shots. He's just
not
consistent enough. Sometimes he looks amazing, and other times he's not so great.
Neesmith. Maz wants it to be Neesmith. Loves Aaron Neesmith. It's not the guy. So I wouldn't disagree with that.
And the reason why he says veteran is because he wants someone who's been in that role and has success in that role.
Right.
It's not an easy thing to do, to come in cold and all of a sudden start hitting shots.
No.
That's why. That's why I don't think Pritchard can fill that role and be consistently able to hit those shots. That's why. Did he say veteran or did you say veteran? He brought that up on
his
own.
Did. Oh, he did.
By calling it a veteran?
Yeah, what's one thing you want to add? Like the veteran presence come off the bench to score.
Someone who's done it before.
Yep.
That's what he means.
That you don't have to hold your breath with one of the young kids.
Yeah.
That's kind of what you've done.
Someone
you've
that
doing.
You know what they are and they know what they are, and there's some level of consistency there that doesn't exist with the young players.
Yep.
We'll go back to your calls coming up after these headlines. 90 seconds,
90
no
seconds.
Commercials, and we've got something to give away for you next segment. We've got tickets for you to see Roger Waters.
Oh,
we'll
God.
Do it coming up after these headlines. Stay right here.
Scott Zolak, Mark Bertrand, Zoe, and the Beatle. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.